This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We've passed Halloween, but a plant that sends shivers down the spine of many folks is quite visible now. Buckthorn keeps its leaves long after other shrubs have dropped their foliage. This invasive plant will also still have clusters of black berries on the branches, so easily seen this time of year, still not easily gotten rid of. This bane of the botanical-minded has been a challenge to those who care for our parks and home gardeners alike. A friend of mine has just recently noticed how they've spread along his driveway. Buckthorn shrubs were originally brought here from Europe in the mid-1800s and planted as hedges. In Europe, they were not invasive, but soon after being planted here, they were found to be extremely invasive. The birds ate the seeds and deposited them in native areas where the buckthorn have all but taken out many of our native species. Buckthorn leaves and roots emit a substance that's poisonous to other plants. Their seeds are also not very nutritious to our songbirds, as they're eliminated and spread nearly as quickly as they're eaten. Buckthorn foliage looks similar to a black cherry tree. I have a link to the Wisconsin DNR on identification and more. Target the fruit-bearing buckthorn first, and you'll reduce the amount of seeds added to your soil each year. Buckthorn seeds in the soil can continue to germinate for many years. The root system of two-year-old and older plants must be completely removed or it will re-sprout for years to come. The seedlings to one-year-old are much easier to pull out. Many municipalities and landowners are using goats to get rid of buckthorn. It's a wonderful organic way to do so. Busting buckthorn is a multi-year commitment. I'll have much more information on GardenBite.com. The highly invasive shrubs also harbor crown rust fungus and soybean aphids, while not having any natural controls like insects or disease that would curb their growth. Check GardenBite.com for more info and find GardenBite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.